Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. A really informative show for you coming up today. We'll have my guests Roxanne Hull from Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Katie Norris from Prescott Area Shelter Services, with Joe Govea from the Antelope Hills Golf Course. They're having a fundraising golf tournament. More coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Friends, let me tell you a true story about family tradition. The Gettles household name began back in the late 1920s when we became heating and cooling pioneers during the Great Depression. Fast forward to 1987 here in central and northern Arizona, my grandsons, Adam and Ted Gettle, founded Gettles High Desert Mechanical and have built their business on doing the right thing for customers, just like we've always done, utilizing industry-leading technology and, most importantly, a highly trained group of caring folks. Gettles has become the name to trust for premium heating, air conditioning, and plumbing installation and service. Yep, it's always been about people. Let Gettles provide solutions for your comfort, and we thank you kindly.
Call Gettles at 772-2751 for a complimentary evaluation of your heating and cooling or plumbing, or visit GettlesHDM.com to see more about their products and services. Doing air conditioning and plumbing right. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, as you hear me say all the time, always great to have a friend on board. That's certainly the case today. Katie Norris is here from Prescott Area Shelter Services, along with Joe Govea from Antelope Hills. Joe, you have the fun job, don't you? Because you get to spend your days at Antelope Hills. Tell us what that's like.
Well, that's fun, playing golf. I mean, that's what I worked for and all these years, and finally get to play some golf and goof off and have a good time with a bunch of good guys.
What a way to spend your days, huh?
Yes, it's somebody's got to do it.
Katie, don't you envy this guy?
I do. I would like that, too.
Well, Katie, tell us what Joe's role is in the benefit golf tournament you have coming up. How'd you two get together on this?
Well, they do like a third-party agreement, so they actually do this fundraiser and just give us the proceeds, and we help promote it for them because it's really wonderful that they do that for us.
Mm-hmm. Joe, what got you involved, interested in helping out Prescott Area Shelter Services?
It started several years ago when we had this golf tournament called the Leprechaun Open, and one day in the board meeting, one of the guys said, "Why don't we make it a charity event?" And we said, okay, so who do we choose? We chose Prescott Area Women's Shelter back then. And, you know, that was about 4 years ago, okay? And so over the last 3 years, and obviously the name has changed, mm-hmm. we have donated over $5,000.
Wow.
Okay, and this year, because it's getting so much bigger and we got some good sponsors, we're going to be donating over $5,000 this year alone, okay? So last year we had 156 players show up.
156?
Yes, and we had 40 on a wait list. This year we're going to use both courses and hopefully get over 200 golfers. Wow. It's a fun event. It's a shotgun start for men and women. Starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on the 17th of March. Mm-hmm. And we carry
and
it
that's
through.
That's Saturday, St. Patrick's
Day. It's a St. Patrick's Day. Leprechaun Open. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wear green.
There you go. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Well, describe for the non-golfers in the audience a shotgun open.
It's a shotgun start where you have four players. And you all tee off at the same time, okay, and then you go out and choose the best ball that's out there, and you play into the hole and score, okay. Mm-hmm. From that point, it's a fun tournament, no USGA rules, okay.
You can take a mulligan,
you
right?
We have three mulligans, okay, you could buy, and things like that. So it's for fun. We do have over $2,000 in prizes. Mm-hmm. We have over $3,500 in raffle prizes that we'll be passing out, okay? And lunches included. And people have a really good time out there.
And, Katie, tell us why it's so important to raise money to help support PASS.
Sure. Well, because we're an emergency shelter, we don't really receive any state or federal funding. It also allows us to create our own programs and work at our own pace, which helps us a lot, too. Mm-hmm. So we rely a lot on individual contributions and groups and foundations and grants and things like that. So it helps keep us open so we can serve women and children.
And not only with the cash donations, obviously those are very, very valuable, but also you have certain shelter needs from time to time, don't you? You want to talk about some of those?
Oh, sure. Really, any household items we can always use because it helps us save money to not have to buy it. Mm-hmm. So toilet paper, paper towels, all cleaning supplies, Ziploc bags for leftovers, or other containers for leftovers, and anything like that, garbage bags, all sorts of things we can use.
Tell us about the kinds of situations that your people come from, the ones you're helping.
So we're not a domestic violence shelter. Stepping Stones does a great job with that.
Yeah.
So we really do every other need that someone might need shelter. They just moved here. They didn't know how expensive the area was. They lost their job. You know, a lot of America is one paycheck away from being homeless. Got a divorce, out of jail, recovery, mental health, all those reasons. So we just take people. They call us. We do a phone intake so we can kind of see where they are, what they will need help with while they're at the shelter, and then once we have a bed, we bring them in.
So they call you on their own? They're not referred to you?
Other agencies do refer them to us, like Catholic Charities. They all know who we are. So if they're full, there is the Sagar Strait shelter, but something, you know, they don't serve children there, so we kind of refer back and forth.
And Joe, tell us about the fun of being part of a benefit golf tournament with no USGA rules.
Yeah, that's the good part. we enjoy doing this. This is a project that we take on, and it usually takes us about 10 months to put it all together because we're going out getting sponsors, we're getting prizes, and we work hand in hand, obviously, with Antelope Hills, okay, and they help us out quite a bit. We have a hole in one contest for a car from Galpin, okay, little plug there, and I ordered two, but they help us out, and these different sponsors that we have, they really come through, and like I said, it's going to be pretty good this year with over $5,000 in donations.
And speaking of sponsors, of course, Prescott Area Shelter Services couldn't survive without them, and some of them include UW of Yavapai County, ACF of Yavapai County, Credit Union West, Prescott Noon Lions Club, the Margaret Morris Foundation, J.W. Kakefer Foundation, the Jewish Community Foundation, Prescott Noon Lioness Club, Prescott Sunrise Lions, the City of Prescott, Northern Arizona VA, just one after the other. But you have to go out and get these connections to make this possible, don't you, Katie?
Yeah, so most of those are grants. And so we just write for them every year and just hope that we can keep getting them to help keep us afloat. We do one event on our own every year. It's a lot of work. We have a small staff, so we can only manage one. So it's really nice when other places like the men's golf club. Mm-hmm. Take on a third party for us.
When your families come to pass, describe a typical day for them.
So our shelter is a nighttime shelter. So Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, they do have to leave our property. Mm-hmm. They have to be working on their goals, either income of some sort, applying for other resources, getting a job, and stuff like that. So if they have small children, we first set them up with maybe childcare through DES. They have to apply and see what they can get matched. School-age kids have to be in school, and then we kind of go from there. So they're not allowed to just be on our property, which sure. can make it hard for people with physical disabilities, but if they have them, we can make exceptions or try to connect them with maybe a better place where they could be all day.
How often do you hear from someone who can't believe this has happened to them?
Pretty frequently, probably. Mm-hmm. A lot of tearful phone calls when, they,
sure.
when they're calling to see if we have a bed, especially when it's been this cold lately at
yeah.
night. There is Operation Deep Freeze through Salvation Army, and that is a wonderful thing that they do. And we take the women, and they sleep on cots in our front room. But, you know, they would really like a bed in our back, and
sure.
so we try to make that happen for them as soon as possible.
And, Joe, one of the great things about you guys getting involved is that if you read Money Magazine and AARP and stuff like this, you keep seeing this national impression of Prescott as a retirement mecca, which in many ways it is. Mm-hmm. But beneath the surface, not everyone's enjoying the good life, are they?
No, they're not. And this is a good opportunity for us guys to contribute back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys that I play with are all retired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they just feel like donating their time and effort, and it's for a good cause, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Throw the money at them and let them enjoy it and, you know, maybe help benefit some in some other way. Like, I know we offered, got some beds for them and things like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a bunch of old guys getting together, having a good time.
Sure.
And men and women will be playing in this golf course. We have prizes, obviously, for both men and women, long drive contests, hole-in-one contests, all this good stuff. So mm-hmm. it's a fun thing,
mm-hmm.
lunch and raffles, and just have a good time.
I'm going to have Katie hook you up with the lie detector equipment right now to ask you this question. Tell us about your own golf game.
My own golf game, before I retired, okay, was an 18 handicap.
Mm-hmm.
After I retired, you start playing three times a week. You start getting a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
take a few lessons, get some good equipment. Next thing you know, you're a 10 handicap. So I've done pretty good and just having a good time and playing with these guys and hanging out.
I played on a golf course one time my entire life. And it's a good thing that when I was in baseball, I was a pitcher mm-hmm. because that day I found out how far I can throw a golf club. How do you handle...
Unfortunately, it wasn't a golf club.
Oh.
Okay.
How do you handle... Because you can't blame the team defending against you
right.
because there is no team
right.
trying to stop you from what you're doing. So if you're not having a good day, it's your own fault. How do you handle that as a golfer?
It's called scotch, okay? After you get done, it's
that's why they call it the 19th hole, right?
Yeah.
If you're not having a good day, go have a glass of scotch and just sort of soothe everything up. Because golf is the game of coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Well, yeah.
Okay? I could have done this if I would have
mm-hmm.
done that, okay? It's a hard, hard game, okay?
Yeah.
But, again, the camaraderie and the fun that we have out there is just enjoyable. The Antelope Hills Men's Golf Club, we play twice a week. I'm also on the board of directors for the club.
Okay.
And I run all the tournaments that we have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we have one tournament a month. Okay, this one is obviously special,
sure.
But all the other ones are just for the men's club itself. This one is pretty well open to everybody. We have people coming up from Phoenix as well as Tucson.
That's even better.
Okay. And, you know, they come up, they spend the night, and, you know, they're staying in hotels and spending money and having dinners and stuff like that. So it does benefit the community as well.
Mm-hmm. And, Katie, you've also got another special event coming up. You'll be here next month to talk about. On your webpage, I saw this beautiful Art Deco design about an afternoon tea. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's our 9th annual afternoon tea, actually. So you have your 9th annual leprechaun, and we have our 9th annual afternoon tea. It's the only event that we put on each year. This year it's at the Haciampa. It's the first year we've done it there. So that'll be a fun change because somebody on our board works at the Haciampa, so it kind of works well for us. It'll be in the afternoon, 1 to 3:30. There'll be a live and silent auction. We actually have a pre-raffle item. It's the Opalina. It's like a beautiful glass art piece that was donated by Randy Wagner. Its value is about $5,000.
Wow.
So the raffle tickets go for $25 a piece, and we're just doing it to raise a little extra money. And so, yeah, we'll have guest speakers. I think Chief Black will come speak, and then we have some of our own guests who will speak, and we have music, and it'll be a fun time.
Very, very good. And you have to check out your webpage to see that. It really is a beautiful treatment of that benefit tee. How can people contact you on your webpage, by the way?
Sure. So our webpage is prescottshelters.org, and if you go to the event section, you'll see the leprechaun event information as well as the tee. There's a contact page, and if you send an email through that, I get it. And I'm pretty quick with responding.
And, Joe, one more question for you. Does anyone ever walk up to you at Antelope Hills and say, I have never played this game before. What do I do?
Not really. Okay. Most of the people there have hit a few balls here and there. We do have beginners. Okay. And the first thing we try to do is get them set up with an instructor, especially beginners, because of the fact that they're going to be all over the place.
Sure.
Okay, and it's a very hard game to play. And once we do that, we put them together with our introductory team that we have. Okay, they bring them in, and we walk through the procedure of getting on into the club, and as well the benefits that go along with it. Okay, so if they have any questions or anything like that, we have a contact page on our website, which is ahmgc.com. And in there, there's a contact information that you could just go to that site, click on it, put your information in that you were looking for, and then I will respond to that because I handle that as well.
And the most important advice for hackers, replace your divots, right?
Replace your divots, yeah. And the most important thing about golf is to have fun.
Just relax. It's have not fun. The end of the world.
Yeah, it's not. You know, this is not the U.S. Open. Okay, we're not concerned about that. Have a good time. We play within the rules when we have our tournaments, okay, except for this one coming up. Well within the rules of play, okay, because we do have money on the line. But the bottom line is to have fun, join the camaraderie, and hang out with the guys.
And you're not going to have Bob Barker punch Adam Sandler like in the movies.
No.
Joe Gavea and Katie Norris, thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got Roxanne Hull coming up with big news about the 75th anniversary of YRMC, 75 years in the Quad Cities. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live at KQ&A.com.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, Market Area Manager for Finley Automotive Group Prescott. The team at Finley Auto Group Prescott believes that customer service means making your vehicle buying experience an enjoyable one. Our websites help us fulfill this mission by providing all the information you need to buy a car online, including a complete listing of 10,000 new, used, and certified pre-owned in the Finley vehicle inventory. Finding and providing quotes on vehicles, and because of our volume buying, you can shop the very best deal and choose from an extraordinary number of financing options for any credit need. Go online anytime. anytime at FinleyAutoPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Hoyt, General Manager of Finley Subaru Prescott. No matter how you shop, it's important for us to treat you like a guest and exceed your expectations. Feel free to pay us a visit in person and experience our dealership service and excellent selection of vehicles. We offer our customers modern dealerships with a comfortable environment and no sales pressure.
Finley Automotive Group, not just a better dealership, but a great community partner. Finley Automotive Group in Prescott with Toyota, Subaru, Buick, GMC, and Hyundai.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes host the Minnesota Wild live Thursday night at 7 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 323. One of the real icons in this community is the Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We have Roxanne Hull here to talk about the Celebrate Life Expo that is coming up. And before you start talking your side of this, I want to give my side of the Celebrate Life Expo, because 3 years ago, this literally saved my life.
That's amazing.
I'm not going to go into details, except to say without that, I wouldn't be here today. And so let's hear your side about why Celebrate Life Expo is so important.
Well, we feel like, because we are the medical provider in the community, that it's our responsibility to make sure that our community knows about the different services that are available to them. So this is a great opportunity to do that. They have several other health events in the community that are geared mainly towards seniors. Mm-hmm. This is an all-inclusive, all-age range event. So from your little kids all the way up to your seniors, there's something for everybody.
Now, is there any cost to attend?
Nothing. This is absolutely free. And this year, because we're at a new location, we want to make sure everybody understands, we're at the Prescott Valley Event Center, that parking is even free. There's no charge at all to attend.
Now, that's a pretty big place.
It is
a big
place.
So you're going to have a lot of things going on inside, right?
We are. We actually have a little bit less vendors this year, simply because we don't have the use of the bowl area. That's because the NAZ Suns are going to be doing a scrimmage.
Oh, how cool is that?
That we're thinking it's very cool. So yeah, it'll be an extra draw, especially for the kids. You know, they can go and watch a practice game, and then they're going to be standing around for photo ops and talk to the kids. And they're going to be helping Rita with her healthy kitchen cooking demonstration.
Is this Rita Carey?
Yes, it
is. Rita Carey Rubin,
yes.
Sure.
So,
she's always fun to watch.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
And since I was just talking to Joe and Katie about how certain circumstances can befall people, even when things seem to be going well, you guys are also collecting to help some of the needy, aren't you?
We are. In fact, PASS is one of those. Mm-hmm. We're collecting household goods for them. We're also collecting canned goods for the Prescott Community Cupboard and Prescott Valley Food Banks.
Mm-hmm. Now, give me an idea. Now, you've got a lot of vendors coming in for this. Give me an idea of who these vendors might be and what the goods and services might be represented.
Well, we've got 86 different vendors.
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a few. And our goal this year was to make sure they're all involved with the continuum of care. So a patient leaves the hospital, what are the next steps? If the doctor gave them some advice that they needed to follow, you know, where can they go to follow through with physical therapy and that type of thing? So, we have 27 YRMC service lines represented this year, which is a first, I'm proud to say. We have Parks and Rec from Prescott and Prescott Valley. They'll be, talking about all the different opportunities they have to help keep you physically healthy in the area, all these great trails and stuff. We've got people there for spine health, so there's going to be chiropractors on site. We've got heart health, respiratory wellness, nutrition, all represented. We've got several nonprofit organizations, so they can tell you what they're looking for. Yeah, a lot of them need volunteers. So we wanted to make sure this was an opportunity for them to highlight what they have available. Mm-hmm. Prescott Farmers Market will be there this year. We're excited about that.
Speaking of healthy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Prescott Food Neighbors Project. Mm-hmm, that's nice. A new one. A lot of senior services, veteran services. We've got family and child services, including a face painter and a balloon artist.
Very nice.
It's going to be fun.
Now, we have two YRMC campuses. Describe which one is where.
Prescott Campus, of course, is in Prescott off Willow Creek Road. And then the YRMC East Campus is here in Prescott Valley, which is right next door to the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Given the healthcare dynamic in northern Arizona, where we have so many older people, and, of course, it's a simple fact, the older you get, the more healthcare you need.
Yes.
Are there any plans for a third YRMC?
There are, actually. The property has been purchased. It's just north of the hospital, towards Chino. That's north, right, yeah. I have to think. But as far as breaking ground, I'm not sure where they're at with that. It, a lot will have to do with, you know, how fast the community grows and things like that. So,
You know, healthcare, of course, is the number one employer in the state of Arizona.
Yes.
So all these things we hear from different parts of the news spectrum about, you know, Medicare cuts and Social Security cuts and stuff like that, it's not only the individuals, you know, who may face some kind of a loss, but it's the community and the employment community, too. That's a lot of jobs in
it
healthcare.
It is a lot of jobs. Yeah. And we are actually the largest employer in Yavapai County.
Are you really? I didn't
we
know
are.
That.
We have, actually, we're over 2,000 employees now. That incorporates all of our clinic sites and stuff like that. So,
and given the highly trained nature of so much of your staff, your employees come from all over the world, don't they?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's got to be fantastic. Does YRMC work with any of the area schools, universities, to promote healthcare, to promote, shall we say, the STEM courses that so many students are pursuing these days?
I think, well, I know we offer presentations. You know, we'll get calls from teachers and stuff that would like someone to come in and talk about health careers. We do work with Yavapai College Nursing Program. We have a real good communication, you know, with them because obviously their nurses come and practice some of their rounds and stuff there at YRMC. So, and I believe we've got a residency program for pharmacists. And I hear things off and on about residency programs for other areas. So,
if someone has not been a patient at YRMC in, say, 5, 6, 7, 10 years, and if they went to the hospital now, I'm betting they would be astonished at the technological advances just in that relatively short time.
Yeah.
You guys deal with it every day, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We, our open heart program started in 2007. And, gosh, I can't even remember now how many, over 500 open-heart surgeries, I believe. And people don't know we do open-heart surgeries. It's phenomenal. We have a very robust patient blood management program. We just opened our vein center with Dr. Kumar, who is just really fascinating to talk to.
He was here about 2 weeks ago, thanks to you.
Yeah, and people are calling all the time about his services. So we've got our new lung screening program that we're really excited about. You know, they can detect lung cancer before there's any symptoms. You know, so if you've been a smoker, and even if you've quit, if you were a smoker for a long time, you really want to check this out because you could have lung cancer and not know it.
So what you're telling me is you're doing all these events around town on behalf of the hospital to keep people out of the hospital,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Isn't that the irony?
It benefits everybody, yes. Believe it or not, we don't want you to come to the hospital.
Unless you really have to. We're there if you need us,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, exactly.
So let me ask you this. Are there any particular demands on being a hospital in an area that skews a little older than the rest of the country?
It really is. Because we have so many seniors and the demographic, there's going to be more seniors because it's the baby boomers turn now, and they're all turning 65 this year. I think it's like phenomenal the number of people that turn 65 every day. So you know, we have to be able to meet that demand. Bringing doctors into the area is our primary concern. We're constantly recruiting and working on that, spending a lot of money to try to get services here for mm-hmm. people because mm-hmm. we understand, you know, everybody needs to have a doctor. So.
Sure. And, you know, you look back at what, you know, they talk about, you know, 60 is the new 50 and stuff mm-hmm. like this. I was just stunned the other day when I was going through a history of CBS News.
Yeah.
And I realized that they made Walter Cronkite retire because he committed the sin of turning 65.
No way.
And the irony in that is that in a movie about Dan Rather getting fired from CBS, uh-huh. The actor playing Dan Rather, Robert Redford, was 79. Okay, now that yeah. sounds like there's a punchline in there, but no, that's a true story.
It really is. But people are living longer.
We are living longer for a lot of reasons. Yeah. One, we're taking better care of ourselves.
Yeah.
And two, the technology, like you see at YRMC, does keep us healthier and longer and tells us how to live a healthier lifestyle. But then again, two, it also puts a greater burden on the healthcare system.
It really does.
Because when you think back to when LBJ signed the Great Society healthcare legislation back in the 60s and FDR, started the Social Security system, and I meant to say LBJ with Medicare, things mm-hmm, like this. Mm-hmm. You weren't expected to live as long as we're living now, were you?
No, you weren't.
And like you said, the baby boomers, mm-hmm. biggest chunk of the population,
yep.
and now we're making the calls on the healthcare system.
Yeah, I think that, well, I find it interesting because I'm turning 55 this year, mm-hmm. and the thought of being able to retire in 10 years is just like not even on my radar. I just
Isn't
can't even
something?
Imagine that I'm imagining 75.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like a more, you know, realistic thing for me
yeah. Yeah.
because I'm not anywhere near ready to slow down.
Well, and that's good news because it used to be you were pretty well through at 65. Mm-hmm. I mean, whether you made the choice or your employer,
yeah.
nowadays people are realizing, you know what? People in their mid-60s still have a lot to offer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They hang on to them,
well, yeah.
which I think is a smart move. Now, you've also got a diabetes education program, and that got notice from the American Diabetes Association, didn't it?
Yeah. We got all kinds of stuff going on. It's mm-hmm. great. And the big thing, it's our 75th anniversary.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're, you know, throwing that in there a little bit and doing some more celebration with that. Friday we have a basketball game going on with the NAZ
Suns. Yeah.
They're going to be doing a check presentation with Dutch Brothers. This past Friday they did a fundraiser, and a dollar for every drink that they sold goes to our Partners for Healthy Students program. They sold a lot of coffee.
I'm telling you, I drive past Dutch Brothers every time I go home, and no matter what time of day, there's a line.
There's a line. Isn't it incredible?
Are they putting something in that coffee that I should know about?
I don't know. I had one, though, and it was really, really good.
Plus, are you aware, by the way, of the connection between the lady who runs that and the TV series Undercover Boss?
Undercover Boss,
Wasn't
yes.
Wasn't that wonderful?
That was fabulous.
That show
makes me cry.
And they located her here.
Yeah.
What a great story.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to tell more great stories about Yavapai Regional Medical Center and their timeline. We have it right here. That's coming up after News with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to all the listeners who have been using our services. We greatly appreciate your business. If you haven't called yet, check us out on Facebook or visit us at pbhac.com. We offer affordable service and install pricing 24/7. Call 458-8177 today. Get the details about our 10-year no-worry program. Remember, equipment estimates and second opinions are always free. Call today, 458-8177. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Did you hear? You can get Cable One high-speed internet at an everyday low price. 100 megs, $55 a month, and save with free installation. All you have to do is call 855-CABLE-1. Get the most out of your Wi-Fi with the best whole home streaming on all your devices. That's 100 megs, $55 a month, plus free installation. Now get high speeds like this at an incredible everyday low price. Get in now at 855-CABLE-1.
Restrictions apply. Call Cable One for details.
No matter what time of year it is, pests are always in season. Truly Nolan Pest Control offers a thorough approach to year-round pest control. That's right, no tags required. Bug behavior changes depending on the time of year, which is why Truly Nolan developed a proactive program for each season. Truly Nolan also uses a series of high-quality, environmentally conscious materials and offers a 100% money-back guarantee. Call Truly Nolan Pest Control at 775-4261 or visit online at trulynolan.com.
We depend on our vehicles. They're supposed to get us safely from point A to point B. Work, doctor's appointment, running errands, even that family vacation. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. Keeping you on the road and keeping you safe is what we do every day. AMCO is a trusted name in transmissions and automotive service, expertly serving our customers, our community, and no matter where you're headed, AMCO transmissions are backed by our nationwide 3-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So go ahead, hit the road, because your transmission is an AMCO transmission. AA, MCO.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk the Quad Cities. KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. With fire season approaching, the Yavapai County Emergency Notification System will be tested out at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin explains what the focus of this test of the Code Red system is.
To alert residents to ready, set, go terminology, which will be used in the case of an evacuation. It is important to understand the definition of each term as it provides guidance on what you should do if the possibility of an evacuation occurs in your neighborhood.
If you've already signed up for Code Red, expect to receive a notification on whatever mode of contact you have designated to receive messages. Dievlin says some people may still receive the notification even though they haven't registered.
That means your number was obtained from public phone records for use with the system. In this case, you are encouraged to sign up and register your preferred mode for contact.
If you haven't received a notification, you're not registered with the system. You can sign up at ycsoaz.gov by clicking on the Emergency Notification System tab at the top of the homepage. Weather conditions permitting, Verde Valley Ranger District fire managers will be doing some prescribed burning.
126 piles are planned to be treated on Mingus Mountain. These are brush piles that have been generated from recently completed fuel breaks. Smoke may be visible around Mingus Academy, Highway 89A from Viewpoint Drive to Mingus Summit, near Brindle Pump Mine and in the immediate areas of the burn activity. Prescott National Forest visitors are reminded to obey all traffic signs and use caution when traveling in the vicinity of the burn, as firefighters and fire-related traffic will be in the area. 1 week ago, Brady District fire managers treated 140 acres of piles in the area of Highway 169 and I-17, as well as 100 acres of the Pronghorn piles located in the Cordis Junction area. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Snow tonight, clearing up tomorrow for a sunny end of your work week. Expect an overnight low of 27 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 41 tomorrow and a high of 50 on Thursday. 32 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 48 and a high on Thursday of 60. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Events Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. This year, we've added an important community service, and we need your help. Support local area food banks by bringing canned meats, beans, or canned low-sodium vegetables, nut butters, dried fruits, flaked potatoes, brown or wild rice, or whole grain pasta. Or you can support Prescott area shelter services by bringing much-needed items such as toilet paper, paper towels, coffee, laundry or dish detergent, or cleaning supplies. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo. Learn about health and wellness while serving our neighbors in need. Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Crosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Crosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:42 with Roxanne Hall from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Roxanne, you've been involved with YRMC for how long?
11 years, over 11 years now.
What got you involved with healthcare?
I've always had an interest in healthcare. I actually went into nursing school at Yavapai College out of high school. Mm-hmm. I did a year of the schooling and decided that I wasn't cut out to be a nurse. I get too emotionally attached. And I think it takes a very special type of person to be able to do nursing. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't one of those people. I still get involved with people, but not direct patient care.
Were you one of those nursing students or early nurses who just went in, got real dark and heavy and depressed when you lost a patient?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It does take someone special to do that. It really does. You know, I heard the old joke years ago when I was in college that if you're putting together a business, you've got to have, say you're putting together a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have people who are extremely empathetic and dedicated to helping people. And you've got to have cold-blooded, cold-hearted people. The trick is to make sure the cold-hearted people work in accounts receivable and that the empathetic people work, you know, as doctors and nurses.
Right.
That's the trick.
Yes.
You mix those two up, you're not going to be in business.
No, I have to have a happy medium of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, we're going back 75 years here. This all started, why don't you take us through a timeline here? This all started back in 1943.
Yeah, they actually opened the first, community hospital in the former Jefferson Elementary School building.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of changes since then, obviously. 1960, Central Yavapai Hospital District was voted into existence. Very exciting. Then we jump up to 1962. We've got local residents approving a measure for Central Yavapai Hospital District to build a new hospital on Willow Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we know that one has grown quite a bit.
Sure.
1964, Prescott Community Hospital relocates to that new building on Willow Creek Road and changes its name to Yavapai Community Hospital. Okay, another change there. 1976 added a new laboratory, X-ray, ICU, and CCU, emergency rooms. Those were all added to YRMC. And actually, I actually worked there in 1981. That's when I was going to college to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my rotation through Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Nice.
So 1984, Yavapai Community Hospital changed its name to what we know it now as Yavapai Regional Medical Center.
Sure.
1989, they built a new tower. Crazy.
Is that hospital ever not under construction for
there
some reason?
Always. Even now, there is always something being added, moved, changed, whatever. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
It's
just
constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real challenge because we're landlocked.
Oh, that's right. You
There's not a lot of space for us to go.
You got
to
go up.
Got to go up. Yeah. Let's see. Where are we at? 1989, a new patient care tower opens. Mm-hmm. In 1991, we won the 21st Century Innovator Award,
Nice. Which
is sponsored mm-hmm. by 3M and the Healthcare Forum.
And that's especially important given the size of our community. That's normally a large city award.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see, 1997, they added the YRMC Deliweb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Very busy place. 2001, a $6 million emergency room expansion was completed at the Prescott campus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a big help. We have a very busy emergency room.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
2004, YRMC West, we got a second cardiac cath laboratory. And we added the Wellness Center, which houses physical rehab in the Pendleton Center West. And they renovated that whole building. That's actually that's the whole thing's going to be changing. So stand mm-hmm. by because I don't know all the specifics, but something coming down the road there. 2006, we got a new 50-bed East Campus Acute Care Hospital absolutely beautiful building. Mm-hmm. I love the floors. I would love to have those little pebble floors in my house.
They are nice.
Very nice. We added a new recovery center, expanded surgery suites, and a larger gastrointestinal lab to the West Campus. 2007, we were talking about this earlier, our heart center opened.
Mm-hmm.
And we have amazing heart surgeons there. 2010, the new Family Birthing Center opened at East Campus, and again, such a beautiful facility. When we were doing the open house setup for that, I never had kids, and I was doing, I'm looking out, I'm like, man, I want to have a kid. It was just beautiful. It was like a spa, you know, out there. Just gorgeous. What else did we do? We renovated to expand the Heart Center already at West Campus.
Mm-hmm.
2011, we dedicated our breast care center, the first one in Northern Arizona.
Wow.
Actually. And we also launched Project CARE, which is the largest electronic medical record implementation project in the country at the time. 2012, we opened our Advanced Wound Care Center, and we're home to the only hyperbaric medicine program in Northern Arizona.
And one of the amazing things about this timeline is a very, very famous lady from this area, Arizona's first lady as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Elizabeth Ruffner. She was involved in the efforts to establish the hospital as a nonprofit provider available to all people in the community.
Yes. Bless her heart.
Well, yeah, indeed. Yeah. You know, late every month, I look for my Prescott Daily Courier. You've always got an insert in there with all sorts of great classes and workshops and forums coming up the following month.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a big hand in putting this together, right?
That is my baby, yes.
Tell us about this. We have about 5 minutes still. Mm-hmm. Tell us about some of the events coming up in early March.
Okay. Well, we've got presentations at Las Fuentes Senior Living Center on dementia conversations. Those are very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've got our Celebrate Life Expo this coming Saturday.
That's a biggie.
We've got family birthing classes going on out at East Campus, combination hip and knee replacement classes.
A lot of our older folks are kind
yes.
of looking at those, aren't we?
Very popular, and we do those a couple times a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Matter of Balance, this is another really popular one. This one's on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting March 6th, and it's at the Wellness Center in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular. That's done in several places throughout the community. We do it about every quarter, I think, is what the goal is.
That'll keep you from falling and breaking that hip, won't it?
Yes, and people don't realize everything that can go into causing a fall.
Isn't it amazing? Because as you get older, you start realizing you don't have the same balance, strength, or reflexes you used to. You put the three together, you fall down, you break a hip.
Yes, you do.
Amazing.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
Breastfeeding classes. Got to have breastfeeding classes.
Mm-hmm.
There's that hip and knee replacement class again. Another one, respiratory wellness. This one is on infection control for folks with respiratory issues.
Mm-hmm.
Your system is already compromised if you've got COPD or asthma, something like that. So this, they're going to talk about how to work around that and help prevent other infections from happening. And then another big one, spring clean your lungs, quit tobacco. Very popular classes.
Think back to when you were a kid and when I was a kid. My first full-time job, there was an ashtray on every desk.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were sitting next to somebody in a movie theater or something and they said, do you mind if I smoke? And if you said yes, you were the one who got the dirty look.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how we have gone from smoking being so acceptable everywhere to, like, what are you doing
yeah.
if you smoke?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd live long enough to see cigarettes banned at a public park.
Yeah.
When I lived in San Diego, you couldn't smoke in the park. You couldn't smoke on the beach. They would ticket you for that.
Yep. And I think a lot of that has to do with litter, too.
That's part of it. And plus it gets, you know, eaten by the birds,
yep.
stuff like this.
Yeah.
And even gigantic football and baseball stadiums now,
yeah.
you have to leave the stadium
mm-hmm.
to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would see that.
Isn't that incredible?
And the thing, I have nothing against smokers,
mm-hmm.
okay, especially if they're courteous, as
right.
most are, thank heaven. But if you're a smoker,
yeah.
this is a bad time to
yeah.
indulge your habit.
Yes, it is.
I mean, my mother used to smoke 3 packs a day.
Yeah.
And she used to send me to the store to buy those 35 cents a pack Pall Mall cigarettes.
Yeah.
If she were alive today, she couldn't afford to smoke.
Oh, no. No, $7-$8 for,
it's
you know,
crazy.
Yeah. when I was in the military, I remember part, you know, when you're the low man on the totem pole, you have to clean the ashtrays and dump the trash and all that stuff. And that was the worst part for me because I've never been a smoker.
Yeah.
Having to empty those ashtrays, and they were piled high. And of course, then you dump them in the trash can and the ashes go flying. It was just, I hated it.
Yeah.
Absolutely hated it. Never picked it up. Thank God.
Did you ever try and smoke even one time?
I did once, yes.
You tried.
And I'm like, what is this? What's so great about this? I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. I had a friend years and years and years ago insist I try pot. Just try one time.
Yeah.
I took one breath. I coughed for a half hour. And he said, nah, this really isn't for you. I couldn't understand. Why are you taking in overheated air down your throat? What's the point?
It burns.
It just didn't hit me. Well, anyway, how can people contact you about YRMC?
They can certainly call me if they have any questions. My direct line is 928-771-5738.
Mm-hmm.
They can also go to our website at yrmc.org. Or if they really want a lot of good information, we have our new blog, which is at yrmchealthconnect.org. Lots of good information there, any events we have going on, articles that we have coming from different resources throughout the community, always up and running.
And last but not least, when and where, the Health Expo 2018?
It is this Saturday from 9 to 1 at the Prescott Valley Event Center.
Do not miss it. Roxanne Hall, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, thanks so much for the updates.
You bet.
Stay tuned. I've got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guests on the way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
One drive in a Subaru and you'll want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. Subaru is Kelley Blue Book's 2017 most trusted brand and best overall brand. Plus, Subaru vehicles hold their value better than any other brand for 2018, according to ALG. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that will make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Visit Finley Subaru Prescott, your community partner, offering 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
2017 Kelley Blue Book brand image awards are based on the brand watch study from Kelley Blue Book Strategic Insights. Award calculated among non-luxury shoppers. More information, visit www.kbb.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Inc. ALG named Subaru the 2018 top mainstream brand for residual value. ALG is the industry benchmark for residual values and depreciation data. www.alg.com. 0% APR financing available for well-qualified applicants. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details and available 2018 models.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, Chino Valley. Then join me here Wednesday with my guests, author and former LAPD cop Mike Rothmiller. He has written 23 books. And we'll also talk tomorrow with small business mentor and motivational speaker Mark Villarreal. That is Q&A Wednesday at 3 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio gets set for another round.